Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
9:46, 14 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Don Robertson, Director of Fire Services for Jefferson Parish. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having us on this morning.
I got to believe you got to be a captain or something, huh?
So I'm a chief. I'm a retired chief from the West Bank area, and I took over the Director of Fire Services.
Gotcha. All right, Chief. I just want to know what your title was. Let's talk about frying a turkey and some of the dangers, because people, every year, they going to try it for the first time. I tried it once in my life. It was safe. I'll never do it again because I burned a turkey and it was a lot of oil. But for those that insist on doing it themselves, what are the dangers of frying a turkey?
So again, thank you. And that's just what we want to talk about the safety of it. So the problem is they want to put the turkey fryer on unlevel surfaces. So first of all, we want to make sure that fryer is level, because we're going to have 3 to 5 gallons of oil in that fryer. And of course, when we heat it, that's very dangerous. So the first point we want to make is keep it level on a cement surface if possible. The next thing is we want to keep it away from our house, at least 10 feet. We don't want to fry it under our carport or in our garage, because if something happens, again, we have 3 to 5 gallons of that oil. It's going to be very hot. And if it spills or if it overheats and catches fire, we want to have it on the outside. So that way it doesn't do any more damage than outside in the yard or something like that.
What about making sure that the bird is completely dry or not frozen? I know I see these displays every year, and it's frightening.
Yes, sir. So what we'd like to recommend is, so first of all, when you put your turkey in, you need to know how much oil you need in your pot. So we recommend that you do that with water first. Fill your pot up with water, put your turkey in, how big it is. That'll tell you your level.
Ah.
That way, when you use the oil, it won't run over. Hitting that hot oil will hit the fire and then cause that fire. So if we test it with oil first, that's the best way. The most important thing when we're ready to do it is make sure that turkey is completely thawed out. Because if it isn't, it's going to have the moisture. The moisture with the oil is going to cause the problem when we try to fry that turkey, because that oil will expand in that water, and then we'll have a fire in that pot, and that's exactly what we don't want to happen.
And once you got a fire with 5 gallons of oil or something along those lines, you got serious problems.
You do, because it's going to spread out. And it's just a flammable liquid. Grease is, of course, clean, but it's a flammable liquid when it's burning. And it'll burn very hot and run all over that patio or that cover that we ask you not to be under. So that way you don't have a problem with frying your turkey.
What should they have on hand just in case something goes wrong?
A portable fire extinguisher, okay? It needs to be class ABC, meaning that would put out that grease. Oil is a flammable liquid, which is a class B fire. So we'd like to have an ABC fire extinguisher close to that burner that you're going to cook that turkey in.
And what about some other safety tips when it comes to overall cooking inside, et cetera, et cetera?
So we want to remind everybody that we see a lot of oven fires because we cook in, for the people who are not deep frying turkeys, we are cooking turkeys in the ovens and we are cooking hams. Self-cleaning ovens have a tendency that if they're not clean and you use them a lot, they want to start smoking, and then the oven locks like it's supposed to while it's in a self-cleaning mode. So we want to make sure before we start this holiday season to make sure our oven is clean and everything in our kitchen is in operational working order. If we're going to use the stove, which we all know we are, we want to make sure that that stove is working correctly. An incorrect stove, natural gas, and oven, okay, can cause carbon monoxide. And we all know how dangerous carbon monoxide is in the house because it is the solid killer, colorless, odorous, that we don't know. So let's make sure our stove and our oven is clean and just use common sense and safety while we're cooking in our kitchens.
Let's talk about the weather cooling off a little bit. People might be using space heaters or fireplaces or even outdoor fires, et cetera, and carbon monoxide. Talk about that, please.
Absolutely. So if we are going to do anything because of the cold weather, the main thing we want to make sure first is let's have a smoke detector installed in our home. A smoke alarm is the most important part of safety in your home. The National Fire Protection Association tells us the risk of dying in a home fire is cut by approximately 60% if you have a working smoke alarm. Also, the State Fire Marshal's Office, along with our local fire departments, has a program called Operation Save a Life. Call your local fire department and they'll come in and install a smoke alarm in your house free of charge. If you have any trouble finding your local fire department to install that smoke detector, or if you don't know if yours works correctly, give your local fire department a call. If they have any problems, give me a call at my office. I'll give you the number, and I can make sure they get in touch with their local fire department. Carbon monoxide is, again, the silent killer. We had an incident last week in St. Tammany Parish, a death caused by carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we have a carbon monoxide detector in our home. If we're using a generator, because people have a tendency to run that generator too close to their home, that generator, if it's not a permanently mounted generator, needs to be 20 feet from your home, from a door, a window, the eave vents on your home, so those fumes do not get in your house. Again, if you're going to use a generator, please put a carbon monoxide detector in your home. If you have a two-story home, one on each floor and a second floor, because that will be just like a smoke alarm is an early warning for a fire in your home that lets you know that carbon monoxide is getting in your house.
Thank you, Chief.
Smoke alarm and carbon monoxide, two most important alarms you can have in your house.
Appreciate it, sir. Hopefully we help some people. Don Robertson, Director of Fire Services for Jefferson Parish, retired chief. 9:53, quick break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.